My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical advice on how to be happier. Today's tip, enjoy a few favorite things that you have right now and let yourself experience them with gratitude. Whenever I get a special gift, I usually hold onto it for a while. I like to think that I'm savoring it, but the truth is, if it's something like a candle, I don't want to use it up. And if it's a pretty platter, I don't want to break it or chip it. So maybe it just sits in the closet, unused and unappreciated. The other day, I ran out of the hand soap I usually buy at the drugstore. I didn't have another bottle like I usually do, so I scrounged through my closet and I found a very elegant container of ridiculously expensive soap that someone had given me many holidays ago. It smells just wonderful. I had no alternative, so I put it on my sink, and for the last few days, I have been very happy every time I use it. The experience made me wonder why we so often defer the pleasures that will make us feel more grateful right now. Maybe we think we'll be more worthy of the nice soap, the expensive chocolate, or the special champagne sometime in the future. Psychologists say that a lot of people pin their happiness to future events. You figure you'll be happier when you get a raise, find the right mate, or maybe just lose some weight. So you defer everything until then. But as we've talked about often on this podcast, it's never events that make you happy. It's your attitude toward them. Being grateful right now for who you are and what you have may make you feel a little more deserving of using that nice soap today. People have very different views about the values of delayed gratification. Sometimes it is nice to look forward to something. But it turns out that delayed gratification is often forever delayed. If you keep waiting for a reason to allow yourself to be happy, you may never find the reason. Last year at the holidays, I got a fancy box of chocolates from a colleague. They looked delicious, but I didn't want to eat them just at that moment, so I put the box in the freezer to keep them fresh. I took a peek at them recently, and they were covered with a white-gray film. A little research showed me that it's called chocolate blooming, and it's still perfectly safe to eat. But the texture and taste of the chocolate have changed, and it just doesn't look that appealing. If anybody sends me chocolate this year, I'm eating what I want and then sharing the rest immediately. Many of us have grown up with the idea of saving for a rainy day. Legendary investor Warren Buffett used to talk about the value of delayed gratification. He would explain that if you don't buy the fancy watch you want right now, you can put the money in an investment, and in a few years, maybe have enough for two watches. He's one of the richest people in the world, but he has long been known for his very frugal spending habits. Now, Mr. Buffett is 90 years old, and though he's still the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, he has a very different life view. At the annual shareholders meeting last year, an 8-year-old boy asked how he could develop the skill of proper investing and delayed gratification. Warren Buffett surprised a lot of people by offering a different view this time. He pointed out that there's a lot to be said for doing things that bring you and your family happiness. Should you go to Disneyland now for 2 days or wait 10 years until you can afford to go for a whole week? He suggested, go now. He said that having more and more money doesn't necessarily make you happier. It's nice to feel secure and not worry about money, but he told his audience, don't go overboard on delayed gratification. For many years, the writers Dorothy Gator and John Brecher had a wine column called Tastings that ran in the Wall Street Journal. They came up with an idea that they called Open That Bottle Night. They figured that everybody who likes wine has a special bottle they're saving because it's too good or too expensive to open. So they picked a fairly random night and declared it the night to have a special dinner, invite friends, and open that bottle. I always loved their approach and the idea that what makes wine or any other object special is what surrounds it. The memories, the people, the community, the sense of excitement and joy. Every year, readers would write in about the bottle they opened, but mostly they talked about the circumstances around it, the memories the bottle evoked, and the people they wanted to share it with. A lot of times, the bottles had been saved so long that they weren't even drinkable, and the columnists always suggested having a backup wine for Open That Bottle Night, just in case yours had already turned to vinegar. Letting yourself appreciate a few special things right now makes it easier for you to be in the moment and be grateful for life in general. You're telling yourself that it's okay to be happy today. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. This holiday season, try to make every day a little special and with some small reason to be grateful. Check out your closet and your basement and your freezer and see if you're saving something that you should use right now as a reminder of having joy and gratitude in the present. If you've been hanging on to those special gifts for so long that the perfume you've been saving smells a little off or the fancy candle has melted, don't worry. Just take a moment to appreciate it. Remember that you were saving it so you could have pleasure at another time, and that time is now. Remember who gave you the perfume or why the candle felt so special. They can still bring gratitude, even if they can't function quite the way they were supposed to. And they will be good reminders to appreciate the present moment and find gratitude in what you have today. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make every day a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.